निद्रां वाहं जतारि कृतलोकयात्रा अन्तार्जलैः कशिपुस्पर्शानुकूलं अन्तार्जलैः कशिपुस्पर्शानुकूलं विनोर्मिमालनि जनस्य शुकं बिम्बम् यो विद्ययानुपहतोऽपि दशार्धभृत्या ईद्रामुवाह जतारि कृतलोकयात्रा अन्तार्जलैः कशिपुस्पर्शानुकूलं विनोर्मिमालनि जनस्य शुकं बिम्बम्
without being affected. Tapi, in spite of. Dasha Arda. Five. Vritya. Interaction. Nidran. Sleep.
Vuvaha. Accepted. Jatari. Within the abdomen. Kritta. Doing so. Loka Yatra. Maintenance of the different entities. Amtajale.
Within the water.
Ahikashipu.
On the snake bed.
Sparsha Anukulam.
Happy for the touch.
Bhima Orni.
Violent waves.
Malani.
Chain of.
Janasya.
Of the intelligent person.
Shukam.
Happiness.
Bivinvam.
Showing.
Translation. My Lord, you accept the pleasure of sleeping in the water of devastation where there are violent waves, and you enjoy pleasure on the bed of snakes, showing the happiness of your sleep to intelligent persons. At that time, all the universal planets are stationed within your abdomen. Purport, persons who cannot think of anything beyond the limit of their own power are like frogs in a well who cannot imagine the strength and breadth of the great Pacific Ocean. Such people take it as legendary when they hear that the Supreme Lord is lying on his bed within the great ocean of the universe. They are surprised that one can lie down within water and sleep very happily. But a little intelligence can mitigate this foolish astonishment. There are many living entities within the bed of the ocean who also enjoy the material bodily activities of eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. If such insignificant living entities can enjoy life within the water, why can't the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, sleep on the cool body of a serpent and enjoy the turmoil of violent ocean waves? The distinction of the Lord is that his activities are all transcendental, and he is able to do anything and everything without being deterred by limitations of time and space. He can enjoy his transcendental happiness regardless of material considerations. Om Agyanata Malindasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuna Malitam Dhyana Tasmaya Shri Guru Vainamah Pandeham Shri Guru Jyotakata Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sakadakam Sahagana Vaganatam Yatam Dham Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vidam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vidam Shri Panchika Alpataru Vyashya Kipa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Kalimedo Vaishya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Govinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Yo vidyayanu pahatopi dasarbhavitya nidyamu vaha nyatari kutaloke yatranta jalehi kashipu sparshanu kulam bimno bimormi malani janasya shukam bin vam. My Lord, you accept the pleasure of sleeping in the water of devastation where there are violent waves, and you enjoy pleasure on the bed of snakes, showing the happiness of your sleep to intelligent persons. At that time, all the universal planets are stationed within your abdomen. Hare Krishna. So here, all these prayers of Brahmaji. Who knows how many of these prayers there are? Franz not here. Anyway, how many of these prayers for creative energy are there? We're reading the 20th. How many are there total? Anyone? 25. They go up to 25. So 25 prayers. I'm sure Brahmaji is pretty smart. He could probably do a lot more. These are token prayers. So when we read the Brahma Samhita in the morning after Mangal Arati, then there's a connection. This. It, given from a different angle. And in the second canto, there's more information. And later on, in the 10th canto, then Brahmaji offers more prayers. Throughout Bhagavatam, Brahma's offering different prayers at different times. Sometimes he's offering prayer to Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu. So he's expert. Tene Brahma Hridayadi Kavye, Kavye, Muhyamti Asura. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's described there that he is Adikavaye, the original Kavi. And Prabhupada was given the name Kavi at one point. He wrote some poems, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta liked it, and other god brothers. So he was called Kavi. But Brahmaji is the Adikavi. He's very poetic. We can't really imagine how poetic, but at least we can read the slokas. So here's his prayers. And within these, each line, each word, prati shloke, prati akshare, every syllable, if you take half a line, then full. Just like when I was in Mayapur in 74, Prabhupada was very ecstatic reading the Kunti's prayers. And Bhavesmin Klishamananam Avijakamakami. He said, within one line of Kunti's prayer, he said, there's no comparison but of the frogs. Prabhupada's mentioning the frog philosophers here. And first thing he says, persons who cannot think of anything beyond their well. Mandukupa Nyaya. And Chanakya Pandita has that different types of Nyaya, or at least there are different types in Hita Pradesh, different places. It's just the logic of the frog. So Prabhupada said that Kunti's prayer, although she's supposed to be a simple woman, she's describing the entire gamut of this material world. Kalit Klesh, Bhavesmin, Bhava Sindhu. We're in this, Bhava Sindhu is not the ocean of ecstatic Bhava, but Bhava Sindhu means the ocean of birth and death. And so in her prayer, she simply says, Bhavesmin Klishamananam. We don't hear that. If you go to college or school or high school or kindergarten, then you will never hear that, hey kid, imagine if you go to kindergarten first thing and they say, you were born, you should be doing Atato Brahma Jigyasa, and they start quoting, this is actually what should be done. Therefore, Prabhupada was pushing this Brahmacharis, Gurukule, Vasandanta Gururhitam, that, of course, we join later, we become Brahmacharis. Even in impersonal schools, all serious schools of yoga, they're meant for yoga indriya sanyam, controlling the senses, and bringing us to this human realization. So Brahmacharya Gurukula. So in Kunti's prayer, she's describing that just in two lines, maybe said one line. Bhavesmin Klishamanam. We're in this bhava, and we're suffering. Why? Bhavesmin Klishamanam. Avidya. Due to this avidya. Here the first word almost is avidya. Avidya Karma Sangyanya. So, just see, in one word, Brahmaji is giving, we can think about that for a very long time. What is this vidya, vidya? Vijamcha, vijamcha, yashtad, vedo, vayamsa. Isha Upanishad is telling that we should know what is the difference between vidya and avidya. Avidyam, there's so many slokas you can find, avidya. But we're meant to become, get out of this avidya. Give up this ignorance. So Brahmaji is showing the example. Prabhupada was stressing in many places, in the second canto also, that how Brahmaji was, this similar thing was described without the prayers, because Brahmaji is the, he came in ignorance. Prabhupada was saying that just imagine, you come into the world, it's very shocking, we forgot about it. Janani Jatari, this word is Jatari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about we came out of the womb of the mother, and inside the womb, if we were very fortunate, we had some chance to see Krishna, maybe like Pariksit Maharaj, or we just thought, all those prayers were in third canon, like the 31st chapter, amazing prayers of the child in the womb. He's suffering and ignorant, but if I ever get out of here. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is taking that and saying that this type of ignorance, we should be trying to get out of this ignorance. Atato brahma jigyasa. Therefore, Bhagavatam is giving the answer. And second canon is, there's one chapter like that. Bhagavatam is the answer, like that. So it's the answer, whole Bhagavatam is the answer to our problems. So Ramaji is describing them. If you cannot even understand your problem, but Ramaji came and he did, Ati Vishmita Ashutobjam. There's one, Prahlad's prayer, describing Brahma also, where he says that Brahma came Ashutobjam and Ati Vishmita. He was pretty amazed. Ati Vishmita Ashutobjam. He took shelter of the lotus. He went in the stem, is being described. Basically, these, especially the last few of these prayers, I noticed they're stressing, Brahmaji stressing that he won't get puffed up, he'll always remain humble like that. Again and again, this was Brahmaji's prayer. So Prabhupada also mentions that we should also take it that we're also like Brahma sitting. It's as good as that we're sitting on, that we don't know anything. And then it's described in the second canto, a kind of in-saving kritame. Sparsha, we have the word sparsha here, sparshanukulam. Let's see here, sparshanukulam, happy for the touch. So some of the letters in Sanskrit, the consonants are the sparsha. So in the second canto, it's described here, a kind of in-saving kritame. No, sparsheshu. Sparsheshu, sodasha, ekanabhimsa. Sodasha is the 16th syllable, and ekanabhimsa is the 21st, which spells ta-pop. So, pa-pa-ba-ba-bum. The thing is called the Vargas, Vargas. So when we want to become liberated, we have to get out of these miseries. They symbolize, all these consonants also symbolize our entanglement in this material world, probably described many times. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. So, pa, that's the 21st or so. And they stand for, just imagine, just in that, those two syllables, and one of the syllables represents our miserable condition. There's many descriptions of this ignorant, miserable description. So pa means doing parishram, labor. Everyone's working hard, you know, they come out, they're trained up from the time. Sometimes they're a horrible world that they're put into slavery, and they may be only 3-4 years old or something like that. Or let's say you're born in a nice place and then you start slavery in your, you know, kindergarten, preschool. They start enslaving your mind that you have to work very hard in this world. So that's parishram. Pa, pa, there's pa and pa. So when it has pa, that represents pena, foaming, that you'll work so hard in this material world, and you'll want liberation, and you'll want Bhagavatam. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. That pa, foaming, like animals foaming, or people, they don't get water, they're working very hard. Pa, 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 ba, ba, ma. Ba means, useless. That it's all working hard, foaming at the mouth for no reason at all. Actually, you should have been simply doing bhajan very happily, sparsha, in touch with Krishna, sparshenga sangamam. This describes Sivaimana Krishna Padaravindaya, all those pastimes, these activities of Ambarish Maharaj. And his mind, Sivaimanaka, he thought of Krishna, but all the other things are described till you get this Sparshenga Sangamang. He touched the bodies of the devotees in ecstasy. So sometimes we're doing kirtan, we touch the devotees, or we embrace the devotees like that. So this is touching. And so that word is used here in this verse. And so, anyway. Kunti Devi, back to Kunti Devi. In her final prayer, she also talks about this apavarga vartmani, getting out. This apavarga means out of this material world, liberation from this material world, in touch with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So that's just, if we think about one line of Brahmaji's prayers. And some of this is also described, we read it this morning, yakarnana vajale bhajati smaro smayoga nidram. It says here, nidram also. Nidram ananta, he's lying down on ananta, ananta dev. Prabhupada said that we imitate the material world when people have time or they're not being beaten down or they try to escape being beaten down. They try to float or they surf. Prabhupada was in Hawaii, he called the surfers sufferers. Because, well, they said, well, you could go swimming in Hawaii. Oh, really? Can we go swimming? Well, some people take that real seriously. The only thing they do, but, but swimming is okay, it's healthy. But Prabhupada said, if you just all day surfing, he called it sufferer, but you see sufferer, because that's all you'll end up being like these, Prabhupada talks about lying on the seabed like a fish or something. So you see many people in Hawaii, all over the world, there. But they also like to lie in a pool on a, or they float down the Ishtakni or something on a, too lazy to swim. Now there's gators, so you have a good touch. You might get the touch of a gator there in the Ishtakni. But, so they're floating. They like to imitate this position of Karna, Dakshaya, Vishnu, that he's floating. So this is our general idea in the material world. We're imitating Krishna. We always want to enjoy. There's another thing seen in this shloka. Now, Dash Ardha means five. So it doesn't say what the five are. Das is ten and Ardha is half. Half of ten is five. So the Sanskrit, they have very clever ways of speaking poetically. Any guess what five could mean? Five material elements. Huh? Anyone else? No. So everything he says here, at that time, all the universal planets are stationed within your abdomen. So these Omi, Bivarnam, Bhima, this Bhima word is used in by the Devas when Krishna's in the womb. It means violent. This ocean is very violent. So we want relief, but how do we get it? Swayam samatir sudustaram dhyumam. So that prayer comes of these devas to Krishna in the womb. Bhavaram bhima madabra chakshusha. Madabra is a nice word. It means unceasing. Dabra, the last verse has a dabra. Anyway, the last of these Brahma prayers, yosava dabra karuna. That means he's praising that Krishna is a dabra karuna, incessantly merciful. And similarly, the devotees are incessantly, I like this word, very wonderful, dabra, always merciful. They, of course, sometimes they're very merciful, adveshta sarva, bhutanam, maitra karuna evacha. They're described, the pure devotees, the 26 qualities are described, but also in the 12th chapter of the Gita, after, anyway, there's so many things in 12th chapter. Short chapter, anyone who doesn't have a big taste for chanting Bhagavad Gita, then we recommend always read 12th chapter, short chapter. Or you read 15th chapter and memorize it. Very good to memorize things like that. Anyway, wonderful chapter describing Maitra, the devotees are full of mercy, just like Krishna, full of mercy. And this is what Brahma's will say at the end. So what happened with Brahma is described also in the second canto. Tasmai svalokam bhajita sandashyamasa paramnaya param. That Krishna was very pleased with his penances. Prabhupada stresses then that all we don't have to do, like Prahlad described Brahma's, when he was so amazed, it said, then Prahlad Maharaj says, Kali niti brita pasa parishuddha bhava. The goal of the penance is parishuddha bhava. That Brahma became purified. Therefore, he was able to see sandasha. He got Krishna was pleased, and he showed him the spiritual world. So this is the goal, is not just to do penance like Aranyakashipu. Kashipu word is used in the shloka, amazingly enough. Ahikashipu. So Aranyakashipu, very nice name for any type of demon. If you want to become a demon, I recommend it's a good name, good family line. Satyang Chito Kim Kashipo Prayasha. Sukadeva Goswami says in the back, in the second canto also, don't become this Kashipu. In other words, if you are actually sadhu, in those days sadhu meant like you're real sadhu, not like now in Kali Yuga we have allowance that yes, you can be sadhu and have a nice house, nice bed. But the style of Sukadeva Goswami's standard was a little different. That Satyang Chito Kim Kashipo Prayasa. Don't make prayasa, a big effort to become, to have a soft bed. But Satyang Chito, lie on the flat land, on the ground. We don't often do that. I remember being surprised. I was staying in a room with one Swami and he was just, he had a thin uttariya and he put it on the floor and he was lying on that. So that's really sannyasa. So sometimes sannyasis are very austere like that. He's the walking Swami. And Bhakti Mark, I'll say that. I was very impressed staying in a room in Potomac. I can't remember, it was way back in 1983 or something. It could have been 90, whatever. And I said, Maharaj, you don't need any. And one time I was traveling with Radha Swami and Gaur Keshava, and we were on the train and we were trying to get somewhere so we could stay the night. But so Radha Swami just put his cloth down. So this is a real sannyas. And you just put a cloth down. But that's not Kashipu. So Sukadeva Goswami is warning us not to imitate Krishna Kashipo. He's lying very on this bed of Ananta. When late in the Bhagavatam 10th canto, Krishna took Arjuna on his chariot and he had the Sudarshan. There was a very heavy instance of Leela where one very great brahmana, his children were being born and dying immediately like that. And finally, Arjuna shot arrows and made a to protect his house so nothing could come and kill his child. Really, wow, amazing. And still the child died and Arjuna said, okay. And then Arjuna went to all the demigods, cities of the demigods and Yamaraj. He could not find any of these children. But he had vowed that he would enter fire like that. So anyway, Krishna said, why are you? That's nonsense. Come on, we'll just go to see Mahavishnu and find out what's going on. I think it was Mahavishnu. No, it's which one Vishnu? Garbhodakshaya. Or no, it's the Swetadri Vishnu. One of them. So they traveled through the coverings of the universe and all Loka, mountain range and all that. Coverings of the universe, lit up. Finally they came to this. Arjuna was amazed, this huge palace, and Vishnu was lying with eight arms on this, also on a serpent bed. So he takes great pleasure in that. You see that also in Akrura when he was going to take Krishna and Balaram back to Mathura, and then they took some dip in the Jamuna, and he went to take his dip, and then Krishna Balaram were on the chariot. So when he went in the water, then he saw Krishna Balaram. It's really something. Imagine there's Krishna Balaram. You're already with Krishna Balaram, and then you left them there, you walked away, you know, and then they're in the river again. Yeah. I said, wow. This is pretty amazing. But their chariot. And he went back to the chariot. They were there, too. Wow. So then he said, maybe they're in the river. And he went back, and then he saw Vishnu lying on the Ananta Devi, like that. Nidram Ananta Jagadanda Saroma Kumpa. So then we read those slokas this morning after Mangalarti. These amazing pastimes that Srishti Leela, Srishti, we didn't do that sloka, what we do this morning. We did the next shloka where he's breathing out of one breath. So we don't tire of really, we heard that word the other day, Nitya Navana Vayamana, that although we're hearing those prayers as a daily thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said you should read, hear or chant these Brahma Sangita as a daily function. Divyanga likes that quote, he always says, daily function. So we do it, at least we do six lokas. But no harm reading the whole Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahmaji. And then at time we can read Brahma's prayers, these prayers. They run the whole, you know, and 25 prayers, you figure each, there's a line, there's 100 lines, but there's four lines, and each of these lines is from, so Prabhupada says in the purport here, how it, such insignificant living energies enjoy life in the water. And why can't the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, sleep on the cool body of a serpent and enjoy? So these waves mentioned here also, bimomi, violent waves. When we confront the waves, if we're not intelligent, as described here, at that time, all the universe was blind. So you enjoy pleasure on the bed of snakes, showing happiness of your sleep to intelligent persons. So the word here is vivarna, vivarnate. So there's a popular shloka from the Katha Upanishad, which we find is quoted many, many times throughout the Shastras. Nayamatma, Parvachanena Labhyo. That how one way you cannot obtain Krishna. Nayamatma. What is it? Pravachanena. By just speaking some learned, so-called learned words, he's talking. Actually, you know, like in university, they speak many, many words, but they don't come to the point of Krishna. Vinayadarpana. So, and even in ancient times, there were no weird universities where, you know, with cafeterias and learning how, you know, to scientific way of killing things or whatever they learn in the university. Avidya kama karma, avidya. So simply avidya. But still, it says, by just speaking Nayamatma Vachan Labhyo, you won't get Krishna, and Nabudaya Bahushrutena, as much as you can learn, as big as your, fill up your tiny brain with so many facts and figures. So it's telling us in the Upanishads, forget that, that's not going to happen. But what happened? Vivinite tanum swam. Tashashatma vivinite tanum. When Krishna chooses, just like Brahmaji, he was an intelligent person. What is an intelligent person? Buddhi yoga. We're practicing. Didami buddhi yoga tam. Yena mamu payantite. Some devotees had asked Prabhupada that. We felt very intimidated when we go and we try to sell books, sets of books, to the university, big, big professors. They seem to know a lot of things. Prabhupada said, don't mind that, because Krishna will instruct you from within. The Dhammi means I give. The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenam Amma Pyanti Te. Te Sham. What is that? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajata. But there's some qualification, just like Brahmaji had the qualification that tesham satata yuktanam, always engaged, yukta vairagya. So Prabhupada said, we're exactly like Brahma. We're born in ignorance. Jodha bha, what is that verse? Bodha jata. Bodha jata. This is, I think, that Shabda sloka. Nunam pramatta kurute vikama irindriya pityapni. We're always struggling very hard. With vikarma. All these, we sometimes would call the non-devotees karmis, but actually are mostly vikarmi. Krishna says that you should know what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma also. So they're going the opposite way. Viparitani Kesha, where they're going. Just mode of ignorance describes in 18th chapter of the Gita. Viparitani, Tamasa. This is Tamaguna, you're going just the opposite direction. You got this human form of life, you threw it away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you spent your whole life. Shukadeva Goswami says also, apashyatam atmatattvam. You didn't ask like Brahmaji was trying to find. He heard tapa. No one was there. Still, he understood tapa. Do tapasya. So then second canto is emphasizing srijamita pasayave. This whole universe is created just by this tapasya of Brahmaji. Srijamita. And bibhami, maintain and destroy all by tapasya. Well, the sadhus, they do tapasya. The materialists, vikarmis, they're also suffering, doing this tapa. They're suffering the papa tapa. Because they're papa, sinful, then tapa. Their result is called suffering. And so there's voluntary suffering for Krishna, like Brahmaji, and like our sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradayas. They do tapyanti lokatapyana, sarva prayasojana. They do tapasya for the sake, tapyanti, like Lord Shiva is described. He drank the ocean of poison, tapyanti lokatapena. Lokatapena means because the whole universe full of all these vikarmi rascals, as described here, is their suffering, lokatapena. So therefore sadhus voluntarily, just like our Ranti days, nakame, nata, he said, Akila, what does he say? I will remain here. I don't have any material desires. But rather, he got all the demigods came to him, you know, because he was so austere performing tapasya, he was willing to give up his last glass of water even. And not that anyone, he thought, no one was really watching. No, but they were watching. Devas were all watching. They all appeared and they, with all these boons of Ranti Dev, you know, like, you are the greatest sadhu, the greatest person, therefore we offer you everything. He said, no. I don't want any mystic power, anything like that, nothing. No opulence, no liberation. Rather, let me stay here, bhavantya dukam, until all the living entities become adukha. Duke, duke, some equipa. So this, we're all suffering. Papotap and the Kintano Tanubidam. That is our line coming from, six Goswamis described there by Srinivasachar. Papotap and the Kintano Tanubidam. Tanubidam means all these living entities who are embodied, whether they're in the ocean, anywhere. Tanubidam. What do? Govindaganamitai. They pour on them the Govindaganam, songs about Govinda, which are pure nectar. But this whole Bhagavatam is known as Rasamalayam, Nigamakalpataro, Galitampala, Shukamukudamakudabasa, Pipata Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam, Mahorahorasikabhi. So it's bringing us gradually up to this point of tasting this higher ras, pure nectar, from beginning to end. Every syllable. So here's Brahmaji's one prayer. So many. All right. Any questions? Comments?
You mentioned the pastime of the Brahmana whose children kept on dying, Arjuna, he made a promise that he would enter the fire if he couldn't protect the next son that was born. And then sure enough, the next son also died. And it ended up being that the whole reason for the pastime was that Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna and Arjuna. So when I read that pastime, it seemed so puzzling to me.
Yeah, but the explanation is given when you read it in 10th canto in more detail by Vishnu Chakravarti and Sridhar Swami and other great acharyas. They explain how he he wanted to see them. But why didn't he just go to Dwarka? That's all explained.
And so why?
Explain. Well, if he went to Dwarka, it would cause some disturbance, and it was it's not Mahavishnu. Who is he? Garbhadaksha Vishnu, isn't it?
I thought it was Mahavishnu.
Okay, Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu going to Dwarka, that's kind of a big deal, And so he didn't do that, and he wanted to just see the glories, and because Krishna and Arjuna are who is it?
Narayan.
So he was glorifying them. He just wanted, and he also wanted them. He wanted Arjuna to see, and he wanted Arjuna to see that he was very respectful to Krishna also there. So that's one of the reasons he didn't go there. Who remembers other reasons? We got me. Give her the mic.
Prabhu, you mentioned Runti Dev was saying, "Let me stay here until all." What was that? Stay where?
The last line. He has two of these prayers that are amazing. The first one is Nakame Kam Nakame Nata Akilar. Anyway, he says. The last line, Bhavanti Dukha, I want to stay here, Stito. I want to, Stito means to stay in the material world to deliver all these persons. Of course, if I don't read so many details, it might be in other Puranas, I'm not sure, but he is praised and compared to, Prahlad Maharaj.
Oh.
So, wow. Just hearing about that. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, in one of his talks, he compared Ranti Dev also to other great stories in the Bhagavatam, although it's a shorter story, but still a great example. Yeah. You're next. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. We read that Brahma, the planetary systems are inside Vishnu right now, the creation. So just Brahma is there. No universe has formed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's part of Brahma's job description. He has to. That's why he's praying, right? So he won't get to think that he's doing anything. In the Prahlad's prayer that is quoted. Kalenati Bhattapasa, the last two lines are very nice. Putendri Atmaka Madashto Upashatosmi. I think it says that. Madas, he talks about pride, but he says that now I can understand the darsha. I can see, I think, is that word used here? Anyway, in that prayer, it says, I can see now the whole universe is spread throughout my body, just like it's spread throughout you. It's all you, spread throughout everyone's body. Buddha, he talks about these five material elements, that every element is completely pervaded by Krishna. Adhara Shakti Mavalambhita. That's described in so many ways, but in that story, it's very nice. Just like Sukshma, very subtly, just like the scent in the earth. Like in the earth, there's scents of so many things, beautiful flowers and everything. But if you pick a handful of earth, then you won't smell roses. You just go out there, there's nothing, but it's in there. So similarly, Vishnu is pervading every entity, all the material elements, earth, fire, water, sparsha, gandha, rupa. So these are all manifestations. Sight, touch, taste, ras, like that. Okay, Pundarik's.
You talked about how Brahma performed austerities, tapa. Srila Prabhupada sometimes quoted the verse that if one can see Krishna inside and out, then what is the use of austerity?
Aralito yari haresh tapasat
tatam.
Naralito yari haresh tapasat
tatam.
Antarbahis yari haresh tapasat tatam. Naralito. Very easy sloka, if anybody wants an easy sloka to memorize, because a lot of the words are similar. Basically says, if you worship Hari, Krishna, Arari Yari Hari Aish Tapasa, Kim means what? What's the use of your tapasa? You don't need any tapasa, right? Perfect verse. Probably quoted it many times. You're worshiping Krishna, so that's enough. But there are little details that go with worshiping Krishna, just like the level of Brahmaji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prahlad, or what, you know, where we have a very, still, so very high level of worshiping Krishna. So, tapasvino dhanapara, like Sukadeva says, tapasvino dhanapara, yashasvino manasvino, mantavivida, sumangala, kshemnam, labindant. Those who are doing great tapasya, tapasvino dhanapara, those who are giving great charity, dhanaparaya sasvino, doing great yajnas, manasvino, great thinkers, dhanaparaya sasvino. But if they don't dedicate it to Krishna, then it's useless. Tasmai subhagur. Because Krishna's a purifier, that's what happened here. Shudyanti tasmai. So anyway, that verse, arārito yara harishta tapasya. If you don't worship, na radito. First it says, if you worship, but if you don't, na radito yara yara tapasa, okay, then your tapas is useless also. Very interesting, funny verse. Then it says, antar bahish, antar within and outside. If you see Krishna, antar yara yara, if you see Krishna within and without, you don't need to do the tapasya. But if you don't see Krishna, nanta, but he's, if you don't see him within and without, tapasata talking. What is the use of your?
What's the use of austerity? Are we supposed to be performing? Yeah, and if we do, then what kind of austerity?
But still, every day we're reading that Brahma Sangita, it says that tapas tam tapa etena, tapasidya bhavishyati, your perfection will be according to your tapasya. Okay.
Well, if you're trying...
They've never given up, right? 18 chapter, verse what?
Yeah,
five?
I know them all in a past life.
You know them all?
In a past life.
They're never given up. Yajna dana tapa.
Well, what now,
even the most intelligent person never give up yajna dana.
I'm trying to say
charity tapasya.
Are you done? Okay. Well, one reason, you know, if someone's aspiring to be a Brahmin, one reason they do tapasya, austerity is for wealth, because austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins.
That's what that verse says about the, when Brahma heard that, that this tapasya is the wealth of the Brahmins.
Yeah.
Just well, like I mean, the story, Brahma. The story about, I think it was Gaur Kishor Das Babaji, and he was doing, it was a Sanatana Goswami's appearance day, and he said to his one associate, he said, well, Sanatana Goswami's appearance day, we're going to do something special today. So the other Babaji said, you know, like, what are we going to do special? To have a feast? They don't have anything, right? They just have a cloth and a water pot or something. 5 rupees, emergency, maybe 1 rupee. Yes, what? We'll do more austerity today. You know, we'll chant more.
For one thing, a elevated devotee, there's no austerity because everything's devotional service and it's forceful.
Right, kevala ananda khan, simply blissful.
But
Prabhupada said, our austerity is wake up, follow the four regs, come to the temple, follow the morning program. And he said, still they cannot do that. They are so downtrodden. So you cannot expect Guru Mukha Padma Chitete Kore Aikya. If you don't take the words of the Guru, then and follow that strictly, then he said, ashar, you become useless.
And then Brahma, he was engaging austerity to realize, well, to get to Krishna, to Vishnu, whatever, you know. So we engage everything in Krishna's service, even austerity.
Well, we really can't imagine Brahma's position. So. Prabhupada was stressing he was the most intelligent, most far by far, the most pious person.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. So in this verse, we see, I guess, glorification of Brahmaji glorifying Garbhatakashaya Vishnu. And here he said in his prayer that all the universal planets are stationed within your abdomen. So the first question is, what is the job of the Brahma then, if it's already created, the planets within the abdomen? And the second question is how they come out of the Garbhatakashaya Vishnu. Because we know that from Mahavishnu it comes through the skin, but how they come through the nose, or I don't remember. Do you remember?
How Brahma creates?
Within the Garbhatakashaya. It's already created, right? So what's the job of Brahma then?
He has to give the details. But that's why he doesn't think he has a job. He's completely transparent. But he does have to arrange the material elements, how they, you know, the material bodies are and all that. All these.
How they come out.
I don't know how we can do it. I haven't tried it.
It looks like it's already created, all these planets.
The basics are there. The basics, he has to fill in the... Like Prabhupada said, I have given you ISKCON the basic structure, but you have to fill in. So filling in means they can go for the whole Kali Yuga or maybe back in the next Satya Yuga based on Prabhupada's teaching. It's unlimited what we can do. It can be unlimited, what Brahma has to do, we can't even imagine. Anything else? Okay, Hare Krishna. Sukhita. Sukhita is more. Yeah.
Is it not that position of Brahma sometimes, or is it
give
the
it
right
the mic.
Person? Sometimes the
position of Brahma, the right person, the most pious person, it can't be found, so then the Lord Himself takes that position?
Yes.
So how often does that happen?
I don't have a scorecard on that one.
I mean, is there some places in the Bible?
I don't have the statistics.
Okay. Like, is there anything?
You have to go to college and study statistics. And you find out. Yes, no, he's the PhD, he knows.
That's the GBC.
GBC knows for sure. Actually, Brahma is one of the GBC because Prabhupada compared the Mahajans to the GBC. So even he may not know. All right, Hare Krishna.